Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit. Good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Prophetess Patricia Williams. I greet each of you from coming on today, taking out of your busy schedule, realizing that this is the Independence Day holiday, but I thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in on today. The recap, we had 6 weeks of studying the different prophets that are in the body of Christ today, and each of us had expounded on each one of them and how that we need a spirit of discernment to know who is working in what area and how they are easily to cultivate the people in the body of Christ and how they are easily taken by the different prophets that are in the body of Christ in this season. So we started from number one was the incomplete prophet, when they are only take up what they need to take up and they just go. They are incomplete without sitting down and getting the full effects of it or being taught the different tools of being a real prophet. So we talked about the incomplete prophet. We talked about the immature prophet. They are such hand in hand as the incomplete prophet. They are very immature. They refuse to sit down to get nurtured. They refuse to be taught. So we talked about the immature prophet. We talked about the egotistic prophet. These are the ones that they are they think they are much higher than God, that they know it all. Basically, they are not even hearing the voice of God. They are just walking out there by themselves, and they are so egotistic. So we talked about those. We're talking about the delusional prophet, and they only think that God is only using them, and they always be trying to discredit someone else's character when they feel like they are being intimidated by someone else. They will always find something or something to say to discredit that person's character, and that is the delusional prophet. We talked about the prophet, and this is the man or woman that is always seeking people for an offering. And we had even discussed that watch the first 4 months of the year, you'll be hearing about so many revivals, because we know the first 4 months of the year, those are naturally income tax season. So you will hear more about revivals taking place in that season. And then after the first 4 months, you don't hear anything else. So we talked about that as well. So number six, we talked about, I'm trying to remember these right off the top of my head, the seasonal prophets, and they only become prophets during the holidays, paydays, and tax seasons. They are similar to the prophets, and they operate with the Saul spirit. We talked about how they operate in the spirit of Saul, and they only prophesy when they need to get the attention of the people to accept them. That is the seasonal prophet. And then on last week, we talked about the inmate prophet. And the inmate prophet, they give smooth words to those that are unrighteous to draw money out of them. And they operate with the Pharaoh spirit. They like to keep people in bondage. They don't want the people spiritual eyes to enlighten. They don't want people to receive the spirit of discernment. So all of these prophets that I have called out have a motive to work in the office they are working in, all to drain the people financially or either keep the people in bondage. So these are just the first seven or eight that have been talking about since the series has started. And I want to encourage you. I know someone and some of you have been inboxing me. They have been emailing me, which is great. Keep your questions coming. Keep your questions coming. Keep encouraging us that, you know, these are lessons are helping you out, because that's what we are here for. I believe in iron sharpens iron, and I believe in helping any way I can, because we are all helpers to one another. We are all on this field to learn each and every day. And I thank God for you. I thank God for you. But I also want you to know you can easily call in as well during the show. While that we are on the show live, you can call in if you have a question or if you have a comment. And the guest call in is 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. And please, like I said, keep your questions coming and keep your comments coming, because they are very helpful. And if we don't know the answer, we will get the answer for you. And I thank God for the men and women of God, or the man and woman of God, that has been on with me ever since it started. And we've been on for 5 years, and I thank God for that. And it's like time has flown. And I thank God that each and every one of you are tuning in on today. Today we're going to talk about the pedophile prophet. And first of all, I would like to thank my guest, Apostle Keelan Leger, for tuning in on today. How are you doing, man of God?
I'm awesome, woman of God. How are you?
I thank you for tuning in. I'm doing well. And thank you also for on last week. That was a good discussion we had about the inmate prophet and how the inmate prophet want to keep that Pharaoh spirit of bondage up on the people of God. But today we want to talk about this pedophile prophet. And everybody know what a pedophile is. They go out to seek other people to manipulate and to draw them in, to basically entice them. So they just lurk after certain ones, basically. So, man of God, I'm going to let you open up the floor.
Woman of God, I'm going to tell you, as I was looking at the pedophile prophet, it brings mm-hmm. it brought me to the natural when you actually look
yes.
at what a pedophile is. And
yes.
When I looked at a pedophile, we understand that is somebody who attempts to have sexual interest with children.
Mm.
But
yes.
here in the natural, when you look at it spiritual-wise, a pedophile prophet is a prophet that tries to manipulate and romance people's spirits who are either underdeveloped, or if they're underdeveloped, who are immature or are not yet ready to fully blossom and don't have full understanding. And we have a lot of prophets, a lot of pedophile prophets who are out there doing that now. They prey on the weak in order to gain the interest of what the weak have. And sad to say is when a pedophile in the natural, when he does something he's not supposed to for his children, they incarcerate him. But what a pedophile prophet fail to realize is there's something locked up more than an incarceration for them when they come against God's children. The Bible says, don't cause the little ones to stumble. In this hour, we have pedophile prophets who are causing those who are weaker in the faith and not as mature in the faith to stumble, and they're causing them to fall. And the reason why they're causing them to fall is because they manipulating and they playing upon their weaknesses or they're playing upon their ill knowledge of what they don't know in order for the pedophile prophet to get specifically what he wants, whether it's a platform, whether it's thrill, or whether it's monetary gain.
Yes, and you know, I like to take it into the natural because a pedophile, they are preyed on the weak one, just like you said, and it's like a spiritual rape, like you are raped spiritually, where that you trust this person, you really trust them, just like the new convert, man of God, they trust you per se because you brought them into the knowledge of Christ. But see, you have those little pedophiles out there that are preying on the weak. That's why when I can say for myself when that I just had came into the knowledge of Christ, my leader or the person that was my overseer, she made sure I didn't go everywhere. And she made sure that, you know, people, some people would not come in contact with me because she knew I was still a babe, and then I could have been easily taken advantage of. So that goes back to also letting me know, once a person gets spiritually raped, it's hard to get that trust back into them. You see what I'm saying? Not only the trust of the person, but the God that is within that person. So how would you, per se, tell the or will like minister to that person to regain that trust back? Because church hurt, that is a hurt that only a God can actually deliver you from. If God does not send the right person, he gonna have to do something, because once that you get hurt by the man or woman of God, it's just like the wall is there over your heart. So how could you help somebody to get a past that?
You know, woman of God, when I personally experience church hurt and when I experience hurt specifically inside of the church, the first thing I had to do, and I thank God for my spiritual father. He's been dead going on now 2 years, but I thank God for him because he had to sit me down and remind me that if you keep out looking for something, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
So in other words, what he showed me was you can't expect everybody to do what was done to you. Not everybody is going to do the same thing. Eventually, the pattern is going to get interrupted. So I had to learn how to stop stereotyping all of those around me, woman of God, in order to get to the fruition that I actually needed to deal with that church hurt. Now, am I saying you shouldn't be on guard? No, you should always be on guard. Even the Bible says watch and pray. You have to be on guard because the enemy in this hour, he'll use a child all the way up until a pastor. He'll use anyone at any given time to take your focus and knock you off of course, because that's his assignment. But in order to get free, woman of God, I had to interrupt my pattern of thinking about thinking that everybody is the same way. Because just like God made us all in different shades and sizes and forms, he actually didn't just make one form of a heart. He made millions of forms of a heart. Because if that's the case, not everybody would have the same heartbeat at the same time. And we don't.
That's so true. That's so true. Why do the pedophile prophet goes after the young in Christ, the young believers? Why do they go after them? Man of God. All right. My question is, why do the pedophile prophet goes after the unbeliever? It's like they are target is with the ones that don't know.
Hi.
Oh, welcome, Apostle Thomas. How are you doing?
Bless you.
All right.
You know,
you
want
to answer the question?
Remember my time. Yeah, I was going to answer it all. Many times they go after them, woman of God, because they feel like they don't know no better. They don't know how to identify who's real and who's not real. And they look at them as green. And if I could say, yeah, green. They look at them as a person that don't know nothing. So they're able to get over on them and take advantage of them. So they'll go after them with a vengeance, real heavy vengeance. They pull them in, they get them in, they introduce them to the false so that they won't understand the real and won't question their integrity or question who they are. So they really go after the ones that don't. And then most of the time, sinners are going through different things. If they're going through trouble or something, they figure that, they're looking for some kind of hope or some kind of relief for what they're going through. So they'll target them in that area because, one, they know that they don't understand what the real prophets stand for or are about because they're not, maybe not heard or been trained properly about it. And two, because they look at them as people that have issues and problems and looking for some kind of remedy or some kind of way out. And so they'll come after them to make them think that they're their source. And so that's why they come at them like that.
Yeah, okay, because me and Apostle AJ was talking earlier how that when the new converts come in, how that the person will cover them and they will make sure they don't go everywhere and they don't come in contact with everybody because they know that there are some people out there like that that would take advantage of them. We don't see that nowadays. Why is that?
Because most of the time, the pastors, because they're having a lot of issues now, a lot of the pastors now are caught up in it, and they use it to their advantage to get finances into the church. They'll bring in sometime the false prophet during a time and season where they feel like the people are going to be more giving. Like during holidays, certain things, certain times, the seasons of the year, they'll bring them in as a way to raise money in the church, the fund. So a lot of them don't address it. They don't come against it because they bring in the substance that they're looking for, rather than recognizing that this is going to be detrimental to the person's soul. After a while, that's when nothing comes to pass, like they saying, or their supply of money goes out, then they're going to be left feeling hopeless and everything. And then it's going to cause him to begin to look at God with contempt rather than looking at the person that has brought the lie to them. And so in that, a lot of the preachers are not going to, because they bring them in. Unless they're just a person that just don't have no discernment, pastors do know who's real and who's unreal. They're not looking at that. They're looking at the fact that I'm going to get substance from this person coming. So they'll put you out there and set you up for failure in the prophetic. They'll set you up for it so that they can do so they can get what they need out of you.
Okay. Apostle AJ, you got something for that?
Cool. Woman God, Apostle pretty much said it all in that area. But you
okay.
know, Woman of God, what's sad, but you know, the only thing I'm going to say is, you know what's sad? In this hour where you have pastors, they are paying more attention mm-hmm. to those who they feel have more
wow.
to lose by not having.
Yeah.
And what's sad is, it's not the, and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but I'm going to say it. it's not the big tithe payers and feeders that are the foundation
mm-hmm.
of the church. All they really do is pay the bills.
Mm.
Ooh, let me shut up. Anyway,
come on with it. Come on.
What it's the people who had the issues has been delivered
uh-huh.
that are faithful, and the ones
mm-hmm.
who they think the least of, that's actually the foundation of the ministry. The reason why. It's because not only in a lot of cases they're down to earth and they have nothing to lose, but they're also very good witnesses and they evangelize extremely well. And that's your people who
mm-hmm.
actually bring people inside of the ministry. So the ones we tend to mishandle because we have nothing to gain as a pastor, as a prophet, is normally the ones that can actually properly undergird the ministry and assist you with the vision and helping it grow.
That's good. That is so good. Okay, now I'm going to get some personal business here. Have you ever dealt with a person that has been exposed to a pedophile prophet, Apostle AJ?
Yes, ma'am. And normally, and what I've been getting,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if you can attest to this or Apostle can attest to this, but
mm-hmm.
what I've been seeing lately is it's men who've exposed themselves, who was a pedophile prophet, and they exposed themselves to women. And they not
mm-hmm.
only stripped the women because of their immaturity in Christ
mm-hmm.
or because of their unbelief, but they also been sleeping with these women. I don't know if y'all experienced
yeah.
this, but that's yes,
okay.
that's what I've been dealing with lately, me and my wife
mm-hmm.
personally, because we have a lot of situations where the pastor or the prophet who operates in that pedophile spirit, he is totally
mm-hmm.
taking advantage of the woman to the point of where he can get her to
yeah.
do whatever, and he called it in the name
yeah.
of Christ. Or he say God
wow.
told him to do this or God told him to do that. I've recently just dealt with a middle-aged woman, for example,
mm-hmm.
who been waiting 10 years for the first lady to die. Because her and the pastor
what?
Have been messing around. So she
wow.
been, she stayed put there waiting for him to die. And then come to find out she's been dealing with the pastor. She's been laying with him in a physical sense. But it go to show you, and
mm.
the pastor told her it's okay. Because he was told when he was a child that it was okay for you to have multiple women. Because his daddy told him all you had to do was count your ribs. That's how many women you were allowed. And because she was so immature, she felt for something
hmm.
as silly as that and ended up being in complete bondage and
wow.
subject to this pedophile prophet. And sadly,
hmm.
she stayed there all the time at that ministry. But sometimes
hmm.
it takes somebody, sometimes the same image that hold you bound is the same image that will set you free. She looked at all
exactly.
men like that. Woman of God. That's how she looked at all men,
mm-hmm.
that they wanted something and that she had to get something in order to be something. So
yeah.
it took me and my wife, God had to use me and my wife to come along to show her that no, not all men is the same. But I had to tell her instantly out the gate, I don't want what you have in between your thighs, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's not important.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to
yeah.
do is get you set free. Because once you set
right.
free, what's going to happen is you're going to come to the ultimate knowledge of what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong, what you're mindful of and what you're not mindful of. So, yeah, I really recently just seen this. And honestly, I could tell you, you know, though, you know, I've been in ministry since 16 years old. it ultimately blew my mind because I never seen it this intense.
Wow. Phew. Apostle, you ever dealt with a person that had come in contact with the with a pedophile prophet? Because I know earlier we say it's like you were being spiritually raped.
Yeah.
But have you ever dealt with a person?
Yeah. Like the man of God say, it, you know, dealing with them with their mindset, because now the ones that I deal with, they because most of the time when these pedophile prophets come, it's just not just a spiritual rape. It's really a natural rape because the people's mind begins to get manipulated into giving themselves away to these men and women. And it's on the men and the women. It's not just the men. It's the women that are doing it now in a great way also, where they're seducing the women of God. And like he said, it deals with more so with the women of God. That's who they target the most because they use seduction to get them in with the pretense that I'm going to marry you or you somebody special because the prophet is entangling himself with you. And so getting them to understand that what they're doing is wrong, and that this doesn't give you no great power, and it doesn't make you special. And this is what they think in their mind, that it gives them some kind of power, and it makes them special to God. They really think that they're doing this service unto the Lord, and that they're going to get some kind of reward out of this for doing it. But they have been misled by prophets. The one I'm dealing with right now, where he has told her that God has anointed him to implant babies into different women.
Jesus.
And he's all around doing this. And he comes with a "Thus said the Lord," that type of thing. "Thus said the Lord, the Lord said to me to impregnate you in 30 days. That kind of thing. Is what he's doing. And so, you know, and I reported him to the persons that's supposed to be over them. Evidently, they're not doing that because he's still visiting this woman. But getting her to understand no is all right for her to say no to this man. It's been a great big conflict. It's a great big conflict. So it has been a real challenge. It really has. Yeah. So, you know. That's a dangerous prophet right there, because they tear apart people's lives, and some of these people don't recover from the attack that they go through. And it is a not only a spiritual rape, but it can be a natural rape. And we're here to say, well, what they consented? No, they were manipulated into thinking. So I'm out my mind right now because you got me thinking this, that, the other. So it's a natural rape also, because you're taking advantage of someone that's really defenseless, mentally and emotionally defenseless right there. So, yeah, that's a problem we really need to try to deal with in the body of Christ, and just begin to call these preachers in and correct them and rebuke them, and these prophets and set them down. Yeah, it's a devastating thing.
Wow. Ooh, that's a good one. You have any closing remarks, Apostle AJ?
No, I'm going to just take a deep breath like you.
I thank y'all so much for today. This here was very enlightening. It was very enlightening. Just to know this is going on today and it's happening right now. Wow.
Jesus.
So, God, we just got to be prayerful, and especially over these souls who don't know. But I thank you, Apostle AJ. I thank you, Apostle Thomas, for tuning in. Next week, we're going to be talking about the righteous prophet. the righteous prophet that is out here just to obey God and just do what God say do. So we're going to talk about the righteous prophet next Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your week, especially your holiday tomorrow. Again, thank you, Apostle Thomas and Apostle Leje, and God bless everyone. Goodbye.
God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on the Power of Prayer. I pray that your souls was blessed on today. But most of all, I pray that you have received revelation regarding your prayer. If you are blessed by this ministry, please drop us a line at faithisthekey_prayer@yahoo.com. You can also mail your prayer request to P.O. Box 6723, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Don't forget to tune in every Monday at 5:30 p.m. You can also check out the website at www.patriciajwilliams.web.com. Remember, prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Until next time, be blessed.